The realm of FCC regulations and content guidelines is an intricate system designed to govern the broadcast and distribution of content within the entertainment industry. This comprehensive framework ensures that content delivered to the public meets certain ethical standards and legal requirements, promoting a balance between creative expression and social responsibility. Here's a detailed exploration of each key aspect. FCC regulations and content guidelines. 1. Broadcast regulations. The Federal Communications Commission, FCC, plays a critical role in regulating U.S. broadcast television and radio, ensuring that broadcasts comply with norms around indecency and profanity, particularly during the daytime and early evening hours to protect younger audiences. Example: a radio station found broadcasting explicit language or content during these restricted hours could face significant fines and penalties, influencing broadcasters to be vigilant about their programming schedules and content. 2. Advertising practices. The FCC also sets strict guidelines to prevent deceptive advertising practices and requires a clear separation between content and sponsored ads, which is especially important during programming aimed at children. Example: for instance, a children's TV show must not only separate commercial breaks clearly from program content, but also adhere to restrictions on the types of advertisements shown, ensuring that advertisements are appropriate for children and do not exploit their naivety. 3. Political advertising and equal time. The principle of equal time is fundamental in ensuring a fair democratic process, mandating that broadcasters provide equal opportunities to all political candidates running for the same office. Example: if a local broadcaster provides a 30-minute segment to one mayoral candidate, it must equivalently offer the same to all other candidates to prevent media bias and support an informed electorate.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
4. Equal employment opportunity. FCC's enforcement of EEO rules helps prevent discrimination and promotes diversity within the broadcasting industry, ensuring equal job opportunities for all, irrespective of race, gender, or religion. Example: a broadcasting station is required to document its recruitment activities and efforts to hire a diverse staff, which can be reviewed by the FCC to ensure compliance with EEO policies. Content ratings. 1. TV parental guidelines. These guidelines are designed to help parents make informed decisions about what is appropriate for their children to watch, with ratings ranging from TVY, which is suitable for all children, to TVMA, which is intended for mature audiences only. Example: a show rated TVMA might also have descriptors such as L for coarse language and V for violence, advising viewers of the content's nature, thus helping parents decide if it is suitable for their child. 2. Motion Picture Association of America, MPA, rating system. The MPA rating system helps categorize films released in theaters across the U.S. to inform audiences about the suitability of the content, ranging from G for general audiences to NC-17 for adults only. Example: a film rated NC-17, often due to explicit sexual content or extreme violence, advises theaters and potential viewers that no one under the age of 17 should be admitted, regardless of accompanying guardians. Censorship, obscenity, and free speech concerns. 1. Legal definitions and variations. The definition of what constitutes obscene material is not fixed and can vary widely between jurisdictions. The U.S. uses the Miller test to determine this, which assesses the work's appeal to prurient interests, whether it depicts sexual conduct in an offensive way, and whether it lacks serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. Example: an art exhibit that features nudity could be protected under the First Amendment if it is deemed to have artistic value, despite potential controversies regarding its content. 2. Impact on content. Content creators must carefully navigate the thin line between creativity and acceptability. Crossing this line can result in censorship, legal battles, or severe public backlash. Example: a filmmaker might need to modify or cut scenes that could be perceived as indecent or obscene according to local laws to avoid their movie being rated as unsuitable for wide distribution or facing legal issues. 3. Balancing decency and free speech. This balance is crucial in maintaining both respect for societal norms and protecting the rights to freedom of expression and free speech, particularly in media accessible to minors. Example: a network might choose to air a documentary dealing with sensitive content late at night when fewer children are likely to watch, balancing the need to inform the public against the need to protect young viewers. Compliance with labor laws and union rules. 1. Labor regulations. The entertainment industry is subject to standard labor laws, including minimum wage requirements, overtime pay, and workplace safety regulations, which help protect the rights and safety of workers across all roles. Example: on movie sets, compliance with safety standards is mandatory, particularly for scenes involving stunts or hazardous conditions, ensuring all crew and cast members are kept safe from potential harm. 2. Union agreements. Unions play a crucial role in protecting the interests of workers in the entertainment industry, negotiating contracts that ensure fair wages, reasonable working hours, and proper working conditions. Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, SAG-AFTRA. This union represents actors, journalists, radio personalities, and other media professionals. It ensures its members receive competitive wages, work in safe environments, and are compensated for the use of their performances in other media via residuals. Example: productions employing actors who are members of SAG-AFTRA must adhere to specific minimum salary scales and provide residuals for broadcasts and reruns, along with health and retirement benefits. Writers Guild of America, WGA. The WGA safeguards the rights of writers in the motion picture, broadcast, cable, and new media industries, including ensuring proper credits and fair remuneration. Example: a TV show must negotiate terms through the WGA, which might include stipulations about credit placements and compensation structures, including royalties from syndication and streaming. Directors Guild of America, DGA. The DGA ensures that directors and members of the directorial team in film and television are treated fairly, overseeing matters such as creative rights, financial compensation, and working conditions. Example: a director working under DGA guidelines has certain protections regarding creative control and is assured a predetermined rate of compensation, including pensions and health insurance benefits. Cross-border regulations and international distribution. 1. Import/export controls. As the entertainment industry is increasingly global, understanding and complying with international regulations is crucial. This includes navigating censorship laws and meeting local content standards to successfully distribute content internationally. Example: a popular American TV series might need to censor certain scenes or dialogues to comply with the broadcasting standards of countries with stricter controls on content related to violence, sexuality, or language. 2. Intellectual property protection. Ensuring that intellectual property rights are respected across different countries is essential. This involves adhering to international treaties and local laws to protect against piracy and unauthorized distribution. Example: a film studio might use region-specific DRM, digital rights management, technologies to prevent unauthorized copying and distribution of their films in areas with high piracy rates. 3. cultural considerations. Understanding cultural differences is key to the successful international distribution of entertainment content. This may involve modifying content to better align with local tastes and norms, or conducting extensive market research to understand what is likely to be well received. Example: a streaming platform may create several versions of a series, altering specific cultural references, jokes, or scenes to resonate with audiences in different regions, enhancing relatability and acceptance. Comprehensive implications. These multifaceted regulations, guidelines, and standards not only ensure that the content broadcast and distributed is appropriate for diverse audiences, but also help maintain fair practices in the creation and dissemination of media. By upholding these standards, the industry fosters a respectful and ethically responsible environment that values both the creator's artistic expressions and the audience's sensitivities. In conclusion, navigating the complex landscape of FCC regulations, content ratings, and compliance with labor and international laws requires a diligent and informed approach. This ensures that the industry not only thrives creatively, but also upholds its legal and ethical obligations, thereby supporting a sustainable and dynamic media environment that can adapt to the ever-evolving demands and norms of global and local audiences. This dynamic media environment, supported by robust regulatory and ethical frameworks, not only fosters a sustainable creative industry, but also respects and reflects the diverse societal values it serves. As technology advances and global connectivity increases, these frameworks are tested and must evolve to address new challenges and opportunities. Here's a deeper look into how these frameworks adapt and the continuous implications for all stakeholders involved. Adapting to technological advancements. Digital broadcasting and streaming. The rise of digital broadcasting and streaming platforms presents new challenges for regulation. These platforms operate differently from traditional media, often transcending geographical and regulatory boundaries, which complicates the enforcement of FCC regulations and content ratings. Example: a streaming service available worldwide must navigate a complex web of international content regulations while trying to maintain a consistent brand and content quality. This might involve using geo-blocking technologies to restrict content in certain areas based on local laws or cultural sensitivities. Social media and user-generated content. Social media platforms and the proliferation of user-generated content raise questions about the limits of free speech and the spread of misinformation or harmful content, which are not traditionally within the purview of bodies like the FCC. Example: platforms like YouTube or TikTok use algorithms and community guidelines to monitor and manage the content uploaded by users to ensure it does not violate terms of service, which may include prohibitions against explicit content or hate speech, echoing traditional broadcasting standards. Global market considerations. Localization versus globalization. As media companies expand internationally, they must balance the globalization of their content with localization practices that respect cultural differences. This balance is crucial for maximizing market reach while minimizing cultural backlash. Example: a global video game developer may create culturally specific versions of a game, modifying characters, plots, and settings to better align with local tastes and traditions, thus avoiding cultural insensitivity that could lead to public relations issues or financial losses. Cross-cultural marketing. Marketing strategies must also adapt to target international audiences effectively, which involves understanding local media consumption habits, preferences, and taboo subjects. Example: when marketing a film internationally, studios might change promotional materials or even film titles to better appeal to local markets, ensuring that translations and imagery are culturally appropriate and resonate with potential viewers. Continuous legal and ethical challenges. Intellectual property in the digital age. As content becomes easier to access and share digitally, protecting intellectual property becomes increasingly difficult. Media companies must stay ahead of technological developments to safeguard their assets and ensure creators are compensated fairly. Example: music and film industries use advanced tracking and rights management systems to monitor where and how their content is being used online, allowing them to enforce IP rights and manage royalties more effectively. Ethical considerations in content creation. Media creators face ongoing ethical challenges in content creation, balancing creativity with social responsibility, especially as audiences become more diverse and aware of social issues. Example: writers and producers may consult with cultural advisors or sensitivity readers when creating content that touches on issues of race, gender, or other sensitive topics to ensure accurate and respectful representation. Future outlook: as the media landscape continues to evolve, with advances in technology and changes in consumer behavior, the frameworks governing content creation, distribution, and consumption must also adapt. This involves not only updating regulations and standards, but also fostering ongoing dialogue between regulators, creators, consumers, and other stakeholders to ensure the industry remains vibrant and responsive to societal needs. In sum, the interconnectedness of technological, legal, and ethical aspects in media regulation requires a holistic approach. This ensures that as the industry advances, it does so in a way that is both innovative and in line with the fundamental values of respect, fairness, and responsibility. By navigating these challenges thoughtfully, the entertainment industry can continue to thrive and enrich the cultural landscape, providing value and entertainment to audiences around the world.